Listen to Sandler get the real pain with our audit friend.
What's your problem?
I'm paying too much in income taxes and I'm pretty
Everybody
unhappy.
Pays too much in income taxes.
Well, I talked to my buddies at the country club and they're not paying anything. They're lying, and I don't like it.
Everybody likes to tell everybody else they're not paying any taxes. That's how they get their strokes. One of your buddies at the country club said to you, hey, made $400 million last year, didn't pay 1 cent in taxes. What do you think? Stupid. Yeah. Now, you're not stupid, right? Now, how do you know you're paying too much taxes?
It's too much from what I'm reading. I want to know other ways to shelter my income or other things that I can do.
Well, what about the accounting firm you have now?
I don't think they're giving me good quality service.
Who are they?
ABC.
They give good quality. I know those people. Good people.
I get the feeling from talking to you that you're really not interested in servicing my account.
Now, how did you get that impression?
Because you're not coming across very positive to me or telling me the things that you can do for me. You're telling me
Well, I have two choices. Tell you the truth or blow smoke at you. Which one do you want?
I want the truth.
I can't help you. Now, how are you feeling even right now at role playing?
How do I feel?
Yeah. I think what's happening is that I'm gathering credibility. I think I'm starting to become believable. Now, he doesn't like what I'm saying.
No, I'm feeling very negative about it. I'm feeling like this is a waste of my time. I'm sorry I'm wasting time.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I got it. He feels he's negative, wasting time.
Wait.
Let's go. Are you firstborn, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
No, come on. That can't be the answer.
I read the book, Birth.
You got it. You got it. Did I say that was the answer, sir? I just want to know why you were so hysterical.
Hysterical? I didn't think I came across hysterical.
Well, if I played the tape back, I was being nice and relaxed. You told me you were wasting your time. You had to get on with it. You couldn't wait to get to the next line. I know your favorite book, The Little Engine That Could. Remember, I Can?
Sure, we all grew up.
Of course, we all grew up on it.
We all grew up on that book.
Do I have a fifth born in here? Sixth born? Who's fourth, fifth? Got a fourth? What are you?
Fourth.
He never heard of the book. Never heard of it. We don't even know if he's Tola trained.
I'll tell you about it every once.
Yeah, all right, okay. Let's play your negative. Let's do it, because you're doing fine.
Let's go back into role-playing. On my side, I feel...
Let's go back into role-playing. Let's go, because I want you to see both sides of it. Go.
All right.
I'm not sure I can help.
You're telling me ABC is good.
They are good.
You're telling me...
How long have you been working with them?
3-4 years.
Okay. Federal government ever come in and nail you?
No.
Audit's been fine?
As far as I know.
A little late, maybe?
Not timely, you're right.
All right, okay, but not terrible.
I feel they don't give me the TLC I'd like.
All right, when you told them that, what did they say? Now, here's another game I want you to learn. It's called Let's You and Him Fight. Yeah, the game is called Let's You and Him Fight. This is how you get him mad at your competition without you saying anything bad about the competition. See what I just did to him? I said, a little late, he said. A little late sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay, sometimes it may not be prepared the way you want to prepare, but you haven't been, hasn't been terrible. When you told those people that you wanted them to be better, what did they say? He probably never did that. But here's how I can create some confrontation. When you told them you wanted them to be better, what did they say?
They said we'd try and we'd do better.
All right, so they tried. So they tried.
But I didn't get the results I wanted.
So what are you hoping I'll do?
Give me better results. Give it to me on a more timely basis. Sit down and explain to me what my financial statements mean.
Well, let's pretend I could do all that.
And I'd be interested in retaining your services.
No. You have to get them. There's three other people that you're going to go see.
Right.
So even if I could show you how it's going to work, even if I was the best guy in town, even if I had sliced bread, if I could save you taxes, give you timely audits, make your bank happy, make you happy, make your customers happy, make the federal government happy, it wouldn't make any difference. You still have to go find two other people to talk to. I think that's what I'm hearing.
You're hearing that.
So if you were me, what would you do? It's another move I want you to learn how to make. If you were me, see, all other sales courses teach you how to handle stalls and objections. I don't want you to learn how to handle stalls and objections. There's only one person that can handle stalls and objections. That's the prospect. And the way to get him to handle the stalls and objections is make that move on him. Are you going to buy from the low bidder?
No.
What's going to influence you other than low bid?
I want to know that your prices are going to be
comparable. Now what's he doing? Now he's telling you how to sell them. I'm going to get a list from you in a minute. Let's start.
I want to know that your prices are comparable to everybody else. You're
not right.
Outrageously high, you're not outrageously low. I'll pay for quality services, but I want to know it's reasonable.
All right. What else besides price?
I want to know you can deliver.
Deliver means?
Deliver means quality service, timeliness, and you're looking out for my best interest.
What else?
I'd be happy with those things.
You'd be happy with those things.
I'd be happy with those things.
So let's pretend I brought you back a whole list of those things. You said, my God, that's wonderful. My God, that's wonderful. My God, that's wonderful. My God, that's wonderful. What's going to happen?
I'd hire you.
What about the other people?
You've answered all my needs.
So let me see if I have this straight. And then you sum up his presentation and get him committed to doing what he wants you to do. Now that was too easy.
In order to make the sale, your upfront contract must include a strong pain step. What you've learned in this lesson will give you the tools for doing that. Go back and re-listen to this lesson again and again. Notice the live David Sandler one-liners. These are just a few of the ways you can guide your prospect to discover his pain. A good pain step is powerful, intense, strong, and effective. It truly is what we at Sandler affectionately call it, magic dust.